Kitzur Yemi for the first of Cheshvan. We continue Simen Hey Sif Yod Zayin. We continue talking about the halachas about maintaining purity and cleanliness when we are learning or davening. Im liberes erva shalait. If one's heart can see his own erva, there is no external separation exemplar belt between his heart and his erva. Afal bisha erva him bechuse. Even if the erva is covered, kigayin shu lavush becholik, as when he is wearing an unbelted robe. Gam can also leimer called erva shebekdusha. It's also forbidden for him to recite any sacred text. El rather, in order for it to be permitted, tzarich liyos lavush. He must wear pants that are snug on his body, or wear a belt around his waist, or put his arms on the robe across his body, so as to separate between his heart and his erva. And woman does not need to make these separations. So again, if a person's whole body is covered, it's not enough for him to be able to say Dvarim Shel Kedusha or learn Torah, because he must have a separation between his heart, and his heart cannot, so to speak, see his lower portions of his body. But if for a woman, there is not a problem. Simen Vav, Sif Aleph, we continue. Kaidim Shi Yavarech Eza Bracha, before one recites any blessing, Tzarech Hula Das, he must know Eza Bracha Shu Tzarech Levarech, which blessing he is required to say at that time. Kadei Shu Bishashu Mazker Zashem Yisbarach, so that at the time that he utters the name of Hashem, Shehu Iker HaBracha, which is the main part of the blessing, Baruch to Hashem, Yedem Ashi Yisayim, he already knows how he will conclude the blessing. But also Lasus Shum Dover, it is forbidden for a person to do anything else, Bishashu Mavarech, during the time that he's reciting a blessing. Veloy Yavarech Mehiras, he should not recite a blessing hurriedly. Rather, he should concentrate upon the meaning of the words. And we're going to quote now from the Sefer Chassidim. When one washes his hands and recites the blessing, or recites a blessing upon eating fruits or opening, or upon the performance of one of the mitzvahs, hashagurs b'fichal adam, blessings in which everyone is fluent, yichav en liba levarech b'shem bar, he should direct the thoughts of his heart to recite the blessing for the sake of his creator. It's for Hashem, asher hifli chasta yimai, who has been wondrously kind to him, v'nosun le'aperes ha'alechem l'hanes b'hem, and has given him the fruits or the bread to benefit for them, v'tzivo ala mitzvah, and one who commands him regarding the mitzvah upon which he is reciting the blessing. You should be thinking that this is for Hashem. Hashem has given me this, Hashem has given me that, Hashem has even given me the mitzvah. V'lo yasi, should not perform the recitation of this blessing, ka'adam o yisad avar b'minik, says the Sefer Chassidim. He should not be doing this mitzvah in the manner of one who does something out of habit. U'maytziv dar mipiv b'loy hegin alev, and utters words from his mouth without thinking. V'al davar zechara av Hashem, who is about this matter that the wrath of Hashem flared. V'shalach lo nabiyad Yeshayahu, he sent the following prophets through Yeshayah Novi. V'omer and said, Yam kiniga sh'omazen, as much as this nation has drawn close, b'fivus fosav kibiduni, with its mouth and with its lips, it has honored me, v'libay richak mimeni, yet has distanced its heart from me. Meaning their mouth is close to me, but their heart's very far, their mind's very far. The very famous words, their fear of me is like rote learning of human commands. Omer kodesh baruch hu Yeshayah, with these words, the Holy One blessed is he, was telling Yeshaya that although the Jewish people still followed his laws, they did so mechanically without feeling. Look at the actions of my children, the Jewish people. For they are performed only outwardly, and they continue to uphold the mitzvahs. As one who holds onto and practices the customs of his ancestors, meaning perfunctorily, he does it without thinking. He does it because, oh, that's what my tati did. I just do what the tati did. Although it's a nice thing, but it's not how you do a mitzvah. They come to my house, Hashem says, and they pray before me set prayers. They do it because the Tata did it. But they're not doing lay believe shalom, not wholeheartedly. Hey, they clean their hands before eating bread. And the blessing of they break bread and recite the blessing of, and when they drink, they recite the appropriate blessing. As the words of the blessing are flew into their mouth. They don't even think about it. They don't think about Hashem when they're making a brachis. Continues to say, therefore do this, and the anger of Hashem flared. He swore by his great name to cause the wise men to lose their wisdom. These wise men are those who know him and are learned in his ways, but recite blessings to him by rote without concentration, because the punishment is written in the prophecy immediately afterwards in Yeshayah. It says over there, therefore behold, I will continue to perform wonders against this people, wonder upon wonder. It says a terrible punishment. of it, that the wisdom of its wise men will be lost, etc., and the understanding of its sages will become concealed. Therefore, to protect us from this punishment, the sages admonished regarding this matter and said, fulfill the Torah's words for the sake of their maker, etc. That's the words of the Sefer Chasidim. A person should be accustomed, make himself accustomed, to say they recite the blessings loud. I always ask people, and they're whispering their brachas. I always say to them, why are you whispering your brachas? Are you concerned about the Inquisition? We can be saying our brachas out loud. Because reciting them out loud helps one concentrate on their meaning. I try to be very careful with the bracha of at least of Ashi Yatzar, which we're seeing over here, should be careful with all brachas. I remember I was in a certain rest stop along a highway, and I had to use the restroom there, and it came out, and I was thinking about how am I going to say Ashi Yatzar now. I'm not going to say it in the normal way because everyone's around here, and I pushed myself to be able to say it in the proper way still, even though I was the only Jew in that place, I think, and the only observant Jew at the very least. So, you know, that a person should make sure he's saying his brachas right outright. Before reciting them out loud, helps them when you say it out loud, it helps you conjure their meaning. Sif beis. When a person recites a blessing, ye piv noki min harayk, his mouth should be free of saliva. V'gam shar devar lo ye b'seich piv, he should not have anything else in his mouth. Shnemer yemole pi t'lesecha, as the verse states, my mouth shall be filled with your praise. I had spoke to my class once about that. I used to be very careful to say the Tfilas Haderech after making a bracha. What did I make a bracha on? I would make a bracha in the car to keep me up, a very minty gum. So I had gum in my mouth, and then I was with Tfilas Haderech. I'm thinking that I'm trying to make a hiddur for this tefillah and this bracha of Tfilas Haderech, and I only realized afterwards that I had this gum in my mouth at the time while I was doing it in order to make a hiddur. Obviously, that's not the right thing to do. Sif Gimel, also Lohitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolah. It is forbidden to utter the name of Hashem in vain. Moreover, whoever utters the name of Hashem in vain, violates a positive commandment. Hashem, your God, you shall fear. Another pasuk says, if you're not be careful, mean to fear His honor and His awesome name, and including the fear which a person needs to have for Hashem. If you respected Hashem, you wouldn't say His name for no reason, unless you were praising Hashem. Or some sort of bracha that you're obligated to recite, or in the course of studying Torah. I mentioned also that Chacham Uvadia often pointed out that in the Gemara, if there are Hebrew, the Hashem's name is in the Gemara, you're allowed to say that name of the Gemara. Even though we Ashkenazim and Litvaks, we don't say the name, but we say Hashem when the Gemara quotes a pasuk. But Chacham Uvadia says that you should be saying the bracha. You say the words of the pasuk out loud, not a problem, as long as it's not a bracha, I think he says. The year one should, and that's what the Kitzur says here also, as long as it's a Bederech Limud, you can say Hashem's name. The year one should feel fear. His limbs should tremble, even if a person only did that once. When he utters the name of Hashem, not just say it in vain, God forbid. It's not only referring to the singular name of Hashem, but all names that are designated as the name of Hashem may be blessed. And not only in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, it's uttered in any languages. They made it on the bottom, they point out God or gut, a person should be using those unnecessarily. A person who curses his fellow or himself, using the name of Hashem, or not the four-letter name of Hashem, but any quote-unquote nickname for Hashem. And Kina, he writes in parentheses here, Kina, who the word Kina refers to, when you refer to the praise of Hashem by calling him Kime HaGadol, HaGibor, HaNoira, HaNemon, HaAdir, HaChazak, Amitz, Aizus, Chanun, Rachum, Kana, Erech, Apayim, Rav Chesed. All these are descriptions of Hashem. B'chol Lashon, if a person does this in any language to curse using the name of Hashem, Chayim Malakas, he actually deserves the punishment of lashes. Due to our many sins, Roiv Hamoni Am Einam Nizhar, most of the masses are not careful. The Chofetz Chaim also talks about how people were not careful doing this. V'oim Lashon Ashkenaz, and they say in German or in Yiddish, Got Zol Im Streffen. They say, God should punish him. V'chadema and the like. V'oivrim b'zeh alav shaltein. They violate a loisus in the Torah. V'im kilo b'loy shem, one who curses without using the name of Hashem. U'b'loy kira, without using a nickname of Hashem. O'yishoy z'aklo l'bom y'klo l'dvarm. Or if he didn't say it explicitly, but it was implied. Ki goyin sh'omer al y'pleini baruch Hashem. You say, oh, such and such should not be blessed by Hashem. You're implying, obviously, a curse there. V'chadema afal pisha inachai mangel. Even though you don't get lashes for that because you didn't use the name of Hashem, or you didn't say it outright, isur mi'ik, you still violate it. Very in the Torah. Likewise, You can't write in a letter the name of Hashem in any language. Many people make a mistake in this matter. They write Hashem's name either in German or in Yiddish. Or they write it in French. It means with Hashem. Adieu, with Hashem. It's totally forbidden to write that in a letter. What's going to happen? After a while, this letter is going to get thrown out. And this act causes poverty among the Jewish people. The name of Hashem is found lying around. Or certainly, if it would get thrown out, that would be the worst. We need some sort of intelligence, and we need an effort to be able to stop people from doing this. One more thing: if a person has some spit or saliva in his mouth, and he has to get it out of his mouth, he should first spit and then say the name of Hashem. But he should not say the name of Hashem and then spit, because that's very disrespectful. Similarly, when a person's kissing a sefer, you should spit before kissing the sefer, not afterwards. When a person is about to mention Hashem's name in davening or learning, when a person is not saying praying or davening, rather he's just mentioning Hashem, he should say Hashem. Like people say, they say Adai Shem. I heard some older Yidden do that. That's not actually respectful. It's much more respectful to say Hashem when you're referring to Hashem. It's also interesting, he points out the idea of kissing a sefer, how wonderful and important it is to kiss a sefer, and how you have to kiss a sefer with great respect. You should have a wonderful day.